Today is Tuesday, August 20th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Accessible Air Travel Day, National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day, National Radio Day. Oh, and that's it. It's just, I don't know if I've ever had a chocolate pecan pie, but it looks like a brownie with pecans on top of it inside of a pie shell. So I'm just going to assume it's something similar to that. And I'm not mad about the thought of that. A fudgy brownie with pecans inside of a pie shell. Sure, sign me up. I'll eat it. I will eat it for sure. Well, I have some sad news and, you know, I don't know. I mean, how to start this show. And I always sound happy at the beginning of the show. And so it's like, well, you know, bad news, happiness at the beginning of the show. I'm not really sure how to frame all of this, but you know, it's very important for us to talk about. So I'm sure some of my listeners are not a part of the Pride 48 community. Don't even know what the Pride 48 community is, but Daniel Brewer and myself started Pride 48, I don't know, 16 years ago or something like that. And it was he and I were both doing live streams of our own accord on our own various podcasts. And we decided to start a website where podcasters could live stream their shows for free. And we said we want to do LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly. So you could still be a straight, air quotes, or bisexual or whatever your sexual orientation was podcast. That's fine. But you just needed to be friendly to the LGBTQ plus friendly community, the various communities. And so we got podcasts such as Greetings from Nowhere, which it's for the most part straight women. I don't know, for the most part straight women. And then a lot of gay podcasts. I think we had some other straight led podcasts as well, but. And we started doing these live events, and one of the godfathers of LGBTQ plus podcasting is Archer. And at the time he was a school teacher and he went by Archer because he was trying to stay anonymous, and he became a big part of the Pride 48 community. And I've met him many times and I've met his husband many times. And he was in the chat room a lot for our shows. And so anyway, if you're not a part of the Pride 48 community, I just kind of wanted to let you know what that is. And LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts, pride48.com. We used to do live events. We don't anymore, but the website still exists and we still, you know, have socials and things of that nature. So I found out this morning that Archer passed away. And it was a big shock. He wasn't at an age where you would think someone would, where you would expect someone to pass away. And it was a real shock. And so I'm still trying to think of, you know, what do we want to do? If anyone has any ideas for maybe something that Pride 48 could do, feel free to reach out to me. Most of you know how to reach me. And let me know what you think we should do. But everyone, please keep his partner in your thoughts. I don't remember the status of Archer's various family members and which one of them are still alive. For instance, I cannot recall if his mother was still alive or not. But just keep Warren, which is his partner, in your thoughts. If you follow them on socials, say something nice, say something comforting, do whatever you can, and just take care of each other. It's really difficult when someone passes away. And let's all just take care of each other and try to be as helpful and nice as we can to Warren and others of Archer's family and friends. So, Archer, we are thinking about you right now, and I just wanted to mention it on the show. All right, so that being said, we were talking about the weekend, and my birthday. I mean, birthdays are good things. You made it another year, and we should celebrate those. But honestly, as you get older, as we, you know, and maybe some people are not this way, but as I get older, I think, oh, I just don't want another year. You know, my skin is going to get more wrinkly and damaged and, you know, whatever. And so it's not necessarily a celebratory thing in my mind, getting another year older. I'm 46, but it was my birthday over the weekend. And Mark said, we can do whatever you want to do. And I could not think of anything, really. I love to travel, but I wasn't going to travel on this weekend because, you know, Mark and I have already taken one trip to Norway, and I have a trip to California. I went to Florida to see Daniel back in May or went March, I don't know, whenever it was, springtime. And Daniel and I and Zach are going to California in September, just a couple of weeks from now, maybe 3 weeks. And then Mark and I have a trip to Greece in October, so I wasn't going to plan another trip for my birthday. And I just couldn't think of much to do. So like I said, we did go out to eat for lunch, and that was nice. It was good. We went to a museum of sorts called the Amazium, and we did a lot of TV watching, which I enjoy. We watched all of Umbrella Academy the last season. And we watched the first two seasons of a show called Sweet Tooth, which I keep seeing on Netflix. For the past year or two, I've seen this on Netflix, recommended to me. And it has three seasons, so it's been around for a while. And it's about a boy who is born. There are these hybrid humans that are part animal, part human, that start being born around the same time as this deadly virus outbreaks. So it's, and one would think when this show came out was right around the time that COVID started as well. And one would think, oh, I wonder if they made this show as a kind of response or thematically similar to COVID, but it's based on a graphic novel that was before COVID, so it's not, and it had been in development 5 years prior to COVID. Anyway, so it's about these hybrid humans and this virus, and people hunt these hybrid humans because they either think they're freaks and want to get rid of them so that humans can thrive, or they think they're cures for this disease, and so they want to use their blood or whatever to try to cure this disease. And it's a post-apocalyptic kind of, you know, story. Anyway, it's good. It is I don't want to say pleasant, but it is a fun show. And I will say some of the hybrids are a little suspect looking as far as the CGI aspect and the costuming or special effects aspect. Looks a little low budget on a couple of them, I will say. But we enjoyed what we've seen so far. We have one more season. There are three seasons, and we finished two complete seasons over the weekend. Sunday morning, I did not end up going to church. I decided I was going to relax and just take it easy. I was kind of in a funk over the weekend, to be honest. I'm not sure that it had anything to do with my birthday, but I wanted to relax, but sometimes I have trouble just sitting around and doing nothing, but I really wanted to relax, and that's kind of what I wanted to achieve for my birthday, was just to do nothing. My mom called me, like I said, and we planned to do something next weekend for my birthday because she burned herself with coffee. And that was fine because I just wanted to hang around at home and do nothing. And so the rest of the day, Sunday, we watched TV. I did a little Blender 3D modeling, nothing of note to mention. It's, you know, it's not great or anything like that, but I did do some Blender 3D modeling just to practice. It's kind of like people who knit. I feel like drawing, 3D modeling, stuff like that are things that I could just do while I'm sitting around killing time, basically. I'm not going to be a professional, but something to keep my hands busy. And I was able to remote into my good computer, my gaming computer, that has a graphics card. So I was trying that out as well because I wanted to see if I could 3D model on my iPad. But I'm really 3D modeling in the software on my gaming computer, but I'm remoting in. It worked pretty well, actually. The iPad form factor is not the greatest for Blender because Blender is not built for tablet use. Maybe one day they will create a version that is specifically for tablets, but it's really a computer application, so there were some quirks there, but for the most part, I was able to get stuff done, so that's good. And, yeah, that's it. I cooked dinner because I was tired of restaurant food, so I was like, I'm gonna cook. But I wanted to make spaghetti, and we were out of spaghetti sauce, and I know I could make spaghetti sauce from scratch, but at this point, I don't enjoy my from-scratch spaghetti sauce. I've never enjoyed a from-scratch spaghetti sauce from myself. No matter how many different recipes I've tried, the jarred ones are better to me. So I made chili instead because I had beans and tomatoes and chili powder and cumin and all that stuff. So I made chili, and we had chili for dinner and had a relaxing evening. That was about the whole weekend. I did edit some stuff as well. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.